All right, let's jump into another deep dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at something I know a lot of you have been curious about. Parting surface angles in injection mold design.
Ah, yes. A fascinating topic.
We've got some great excerpts from the article. What is the best parting surface angle for optimal injection mold design? I'm really excited to dig in and see what we can uncover.
Me too.
To kick things off, could you give us a quick rundown of what a parting surface actually is? And why that angle is so important.
Sure. Think of it like a puzzle.
Okay.
Two halves that fit together perfectly. The parting surface is that line right where the two halves meet.
Gotcha.
And then they split open so you can get your molded part out. And that angle, that's what decides how smoothly your part will come out without any damage.
Makes sense. So let's start simple. Say we're making something like a plain plastic plate.
Right.
What kind of angle are we looking at there?
So for something like a plate, you'd usually go with a 0-degree angle. That means the parting surface is completely flat, perpendicular to the direction the mold opens and closes.
Okay.
And this makes the mold design pretty straightforward, and the plate just slides right out.
Nice.
In fact, the article even mentions something called a draft taper, which is just a slight slant on the sides of the plate, makes it even easier to release.
Oh, interesting. So with those simpler shapes, you can get away with that nice, clean, 0-degree angle.
Yeah.
But what happens when you need to mold something more complex, like, I don't know, a phone case? With all those curves, buttons?
Yeah, that's where things get, a bit more interesting.
I bet.
Yeah, those kinds of designs. They often need, tailored parting angles.
Okay.
To match the shape of the part. So let's say your phone case has a curved back. Ideally, you'd want that parting surface to follow that curve.
Gotcha.
So you create this smooth slope for the part to release from.
Oh, okay. So in that case, the angle wouldn't be uniform across the whole parting surface, right?
Yeah.
It would have to change depending on the curve of the phone case.
Exactly. And when you get into really intricate designs, you might even end up with multiple parting surfaces, each one with its own specific angle.
Whoa.
All working together to make sure that part comes out perfectly.
That sounds like a multi-level puzzle.
It is.
Wow. That must be super complicated design, let alone manufacture.
Oh, definitely can be. Think about trying to mold a part that has an undercut.
Like what?
Like a bottle with a groove for gripping. To get that groove to release, you would need a portion of that parting surface to actually angle inwards.
Oh, wow.
Almost like a hook. Cool. And machining that is, it's really challenging. You need specialized tools and a lot of expertise.
So even though it might seem ideal to perfectly match the angle, to every little feature to get that perfect release, it sounds like that might not always be the most practical from a manufacturing standpoint.
You got it. And that's why a lot of times designers try to stick with those common angles,
right?
Like 0, 30, or 45 degrees, yeah, as much as possible. They're just easier to machine accurately.
Makes sense.
It makes the whole production process more efficient. Really, it's all about finding that sweet spot between what you want the design to do and what's actually doable when you're making it.
It really is a balancing act, then. I'm seeing that now. Are there other factors besides the machining that make those common angles a better choice?
Absolutely. One really crucial one is assembly accuracy.
Assembly accuracy. Okay.
Remember that puzzle analogy?
Yeah.
Well, if that parting surface angle isn't precise, you might end up with gaps or overlaps between those mold halves when you clamp them together.
And that's not good, right?
No, not at all.
What kind of problems does that create?
Well, those little imperfections can actually lead to defects in the final part, like flashing, which is basically excess plastic squeezing out where it shouldn't.
Oh, I see.
So think about that phone case. It might not close right or have rough edges.
Right. Not ideal.
Not ideal at all.
Especially if you're going for a high-quality product. So those precise angles are important to make sure the mold halves fit together nice and tight. And that plays a big part in avoiding defects and getting that smooth final product. But what about the plastic itself? The way it flows, doesn't that angle affect that too?
You're exactly right. That's another critical piece of the puzzle. But you know what? Let's dive into that a little bit more after.
Ah, yeah, we've covered a lot of ground already.
We'll pick up right where we left off in part two.
Sounds good.
So yeah, that plastic flow, super important. It's not just about getting the part out of the mold, you know?
Right.
It's got to go in smoothly too during the injection process.
Yeah, okay. That's where my brain starts to get a little fuzzy. How exactly does the angle affect the way the plastic fills the mold?
Well, think of it like pouring batter into a cake pan. If you tilt the pan at the wrong angle, you're going to end up with a mess, right? Uneven distribution, air pockets, maybe even spill some.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of similar with molten plastic. If that parting surface angle isn't quite right, you can run into all sorts of problems.
Like what kinds of problems?
Well, for starters, you could get air traps.
Air traps, okay.
Which is basically where little pockets of air get stuck inside the part.
Hmm, interesting.
And that weakens the whole structure. Imagine your phone case with a hidden air bubble. Not very durable, right?
Not at all.
Or you might see weld lines, which are like visible seams, where the plastic didn't, you know, fuse together properly.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely not what you want, especially for something like a phone case. Needs to be strong and look good.
Exactly. It's got to be both. So getting that angle right is super important, not just for the looks, but for making sure the part is actually strong enough to do its job.
Yep. And this is where thinking about how the product is going to be used really comes into play. Like if you're making something for a car interior, aesthetics are huge there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everything has to look perfect.
Exactly. You want that smooth, flawless finish. So you need an angle that's going to promote really even filling, no imperfections.
The article also talked about electronic casings.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you have to keep in mind with those?
Well, with those, you often have really tight tolerances, you know, to make sure all those little components fit inside.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
If you pick the wrong parting surface angle, you could end up with a wall thickness that's inconsistent, and then putting the whole thing together becomes a nightmare.
So it's not just about avoiding those visible flaws. It's about making sure the part is the right size and shape all the way through.
Precisely. And that leads to a question I'm sure many are thinking about. What about multi-cavity molds? How do those parting angles work when you're making multiple parts at once?
Yeah, good question. Things are already pretty complex with a single part.
Right. Well, with multi-cavity molds, it's even more critical. You need each cavity to fill evenly and release cleanly at the same time. So your parting surface design has to be spot on to ensure everything is consistent across all the parts.
Wow. Okay. So we've got the ease of demolding, the flow of the plastic, the structural integrity of the part. It's all connected to this one angle. What's the big takeaway here for someone who's maybe new to all this? What do they really need to understand?
I think the most important thing to remember is that there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Oh, okay.
There isn't one magic angle that works for every single part.
Gotcha.
It really comes down to understanding what makes each part unique and looking at all the factors involved.
So it's about seeing that angle as a crucial part of the design, not just some afterthought.
Exactly. That's what makes mold design so interesting. It's like this blend of art and science, knowing when to stick with a standard angle and when to try something new, something custom, that's where the real skill comes in.
I have to admit, before we start this deep dive, I had no idea how much thought went into something as seemingly simple as an angle.
It's one of those things that once you see it, you start noticing it everywhere.
It's true. Like you've unlocked a secret code for understanding how things are made. Speaking of seeing things differently, what are some things our listeners might want to think about after today? What questions should they be asking themselves?
Well, I think a good place to start is thinking about how this might affect their own designs.
Okay, yeah.
If they're dreaming up a product that's going to be injection molded, they now have a better understanding of the things that'll make it easier or harder to actually make.
It's not enough to just come up with a cool idea, right?
Right. You got to think about how that idea is going to become a real physical product and how to make that process as smooth as possible.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier there are all sorts of other factors to consider too, beyond just the shape of the part.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like what kind of plastic are you using? What kind of finish do you want on the surface? How precise do the dimensions need to be? All of these things play a role in finding that optimal parting surface angle.
It really is like a giant puzzle, trying to balance all these different pieces.
It is, but that's part of the fun, isn't it?
You know, it makes me wonder. Sometimes, even if it's more challenging to manufacture, wouldn't a more complex angle actually result in a better part? Maybe something that looks better or works better.
That's a really interesting point. And there are definitely times when pushing those boundaries and taking on those manufacturing challenges leads to something truly amazing, something innovative. It's about weighing the pros and cons and making smart choices that align with the goals of the product.
This whole conversation has been eye-opening. I'm looking at everyday objects completely differently now.
I know what you mean.
Trying to picture those parting lines, and the angles that made them happen.
It's amazing what you start to notice once you know what to look for.
It really is amazing how one little angle can have such a huge impact on the whole design and manufacturing process.
It shows you how connected everything is, you know? One decision leads to the next. And if you understand those connections, well, that's how you create truly great products.
Couldn't agree more. As we wrap things up here, it's there, like, one final piece of advice you'd give to our listeners. Something to keep in mind as they're exploring the world of design.
You know, just stay curious.
Stay curious, yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Challenge those assumptions. Mm. Really dig into the why behind the things you see. I mean, whether it's a parting surface angle or something else entirely, there's always more to learn.
It's all about approaching design with that sense of wonder, yes, wanting to know more.
Exactly. That's what makes this field so so rewarding. Always a new challenge, new problem to solve, new innovation, just waiting to be discovered.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today, exploring all the ins and outs of carding surface angles and how they affect injection mold design. Hopefully our listeners have a new appreciation for this often overlooked but incredibly important detail.
I think so, too. And if it's made them want to learn more, well, there's a ton of resources out there, articles, textbooks, online forums. There's really no shortage of ways to keep learning.
That's what I love to hear. Keep exploring, keep learning, and never stop asking questions. It's been fantastic diving into this topic with you today.
The feeling's mutual. Always happy to take a deep dive into the world of design and manufacturing.
To all our listeners out there, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of parting surface angles. We hope you found it insightful and that it's given you a new way of looking at the amazing world of injection molding.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and those designs flowing.